What we think happens is that someone will get a bite from a tick, and it's usually the Lone Star tick, so the one with the little yellow dot on its back. And if that tick has previously bitten a mammal, but a non-primate mammal, so not another person, but like a deer or a, you know, a bear or what have you, and then it bites us, it injects this little carbohydrate called alpha-gal, which has a much longer full name, into our system. And it's not harmful. It's not a bacteria or a virus or a parasite or an infection per se, but when it picks up that carbohydrate from that other mammal and inserts it into us, since we're primates, our body sees it and says, that's not me. That's not part of me. That's foreign, and creates these allergic antibodies against it. And so then when we eat something, a mammal product that may have that alpha gal in it as a natural part of its existence, then we can have these allergic reactions happen if we've made those antibodies.